Welcome to the Dermastore podcast.
A chat about all things skincare, skin health.
And if you're a real skin nerd, we hope you'll join the conversation. Welcome to episode 27 of the Dermastore podcast. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Nice weather we're having.
It's so nice. Oh, it's a bit nippy, the breeze, huh?
Yeah, that was sarcastic. I mean, it literally feels like we're back in winter. What did you use this morning?
I, again, did a full melomane routine
because
I had to get into the zone.
Right.
And I loved using the multi-acid pro-peel this morning. So that was sort of my cleansing step, but it's actually multifunctional. So we're going to learn about it a bit more just now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used the vitamin C serum, which is the Super C serum. It's called the Super C Shot 25%. I love this product because of how it feels on the skin.
Okay.
Just feels like goodness all around.
Awesome.
And then I layered that with the Super C cream.
Okay. Brightening all the way.
Absolutely. And antioxidants, and it's just full on protection. And I felt like I needed it after this weekend. So
what did you do this weekend?
We went away for the weekend. We went up the West Coast to Britannia Bay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
Did you swim in the sea?
If putting your feet counts, just freezing.
Yeah.
Wowzers. But the beaches, I've never seen such beautiful beaches.
Beautiful. Hey, yeah. It's like being in Greece.
Really, really nice. So it was a little spoil. And what did you get up to this morning in your routine?
I used Eyes Clinical's Cleansing Complex, which is such a nice everyday cleanser. I find it just the right balance of hydrating and non-stripping, but it's still a gel formulation.
Yeah.
It's just a really lovely product. And then I used Mela B3 Serum from La Roche-Posay. I've been using this on and off because I really want to understand. I mean, it's a huge innovation, right? I don't love the smell. I don't know if you've had that. I don't know. Sometimes products do slightly oxidize a bit once you start using them. Not to say that there's loss of efficacy, but things do change.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that.
Okay.
I've been enjoying it and I do see some results. I've been using it in combination with Cosmolan. So trying to see how that goes because it's obviously non-sensitizing. And then I use the Mesoesthetic Milan Melon Recovery, which is such a nice cream, obviously supporting that Cosmolan journey. And then I use the Kiehl's sunscreen, which we don't stock. I'm trying to figure out why.
That little guy.
Yes. It actually is tiny. I think that's probably the reason.
It's a 30 ml.
It's really small.
But it's a very nice.
Well, it reminds me a lot of La Roche-Posay's Anthelios fluid. So it's maybe a little bit more rich than that, but it is a really lovely sunscreen.
Yeah.
So we should probably look at stocking it.
I like, even though it is a small, I like it's like a pocket power.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
Okay, on to today's episode. We're talking about our brand new launch on Dermastore, Melumay Skin Science from Germany. So I've been testing this brand for a little while now. And one thing I will say is that it just agrees with your skin. So they talk about biomimetic formulations. And that really means that every ingredient or the formulations are designed to really match what your skin would understand and even produce some of its own. So things like hyaluronic acid, the fats and lipids and oils that you would naturally find in your skin, that is what you find in these products. And that's what I found the most revealing about this brand is everything just felt super natural. It didn't feel like I was putting anything foreign on my skin.
There's been no indication of irritation or sensitivity. Yeah, I've had no challenges with this product.
Exactly. Just speaks the same language.
It's testament to Harriet and her team of making this brand. She's got a lot of experience in skincare. She's worked with world-renowned brands. So she really has taken all her knowledge and manifested it into this beautiful product.
And
so
everything's fragrance-free as well.
How incredible is that,
yeah.
Eh? And you don't miss it.
You don't miss it because I think what they've been clever about is everything that they do use does smell organically quite nice. So when we started testing it, it was a very quick decision for us to bring this brand on board. And Laura, you were lucky enough to meet the founder who also did your training. I unfortunately missed that session. What were your impressions of her?
I instantly fell in love with her. It's so nice to meet someone who's really passionate about their brand, but also knows their brand so well.
Yeah.
And she knows exactly why she's formulated this brand. And she's been so smart about it, from the packaging, from the formulas, the ingredient choices. Everything about Melumay Skin Science is, there's nothing you won't love about it.
I think that's it for me. It's you know, there doesn't seem to be any misses as far as I can tell. I've tried most of the products, 95% of them, and there doesn't seem to be any misses in this range. It's just all hits. They have one ingredient that's kind of key throughout the range, and that's their GMOD complex.
Yeah.
Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
So she's taken three key ingredients, and she wanted this to be the common denominator throughout her products to make sure that she's ticking all the boxes.
Okay.
So you're getting an antioxidant benefit to fight photoaging and environmental damage. She's put in youth proteins to help restore the skin, rebuild the skin from the damage that we're exposed to. And then hydration, because we know that that is so important. So the GMOD complex gives all of these benefits within one complex.
Okay.
And you'll find that throughout the product.
I like that because it creates like a center point, a focal point for the brand. And then it's carried through all of the products. So it also builds that familiarity. Okay, so let's chat about some of our favorites. I mean, a few really stood out to me. I'll go first.
Okay.
One of my favorite products is the Pro Strength Multi-Acid Micro Peel, which is just a powerhouse exfoliant and peel in one. It contains 7% glycolic acid, 2% lactic acid, and 1% salicylic acid. So those are your exfoliating acids, but then it also contains a physical exfoliator in micro bamboo particles. They're round, so they don't sort of abrade the skin in an aggressive way. It's quite gentle. And then it also contains papaya enzymes, hyaluronic acid, panthenol, and of course their GMOD complex. It is a familiar feeling product, being quite similar to Exuvian's glycolic polish and pH Formula's dermabrasion. If I had to combine those two together, I'll probably get something close to this. So this is what they say, a skin metamorphosis treatment. And I can attest to that. What I love about this is it has a potent feel. It can feel quite intense, but you can control the strength of it. So you can use slightly less or leave it on for slightly longer if you really want to have that peeling effect. It also leaves your skin just feeling and looking very polished. And so a win for me. My next product that I really love from the range is, and I think it's a top seller, Power Peptide Micro Emulsion. So this is basically an anti-wrinkle cream with 8 peptides, glutathione, one of my favorite ingredients, multi-hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, squalene, and their GMOD complex. So this is just a powerhouse for lifting, firming, protecting against photoaging. Can be used by all skin types. I found this very tolerable. It's something I would use every day and every night. It's not going to photosensitize your skin. The other product, I don't have it in front of me, is the hydrating cream, the 8HA, which also, like the serum, contains 8 molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. This cream felt like nothing I had tried before. It really just left a beautiful veil on my skin. That's the best way I can describe it. So you put it on and you just, your skin feels protected. And that lasted for a very long time throughout the day. The next product that I really loved was the micro encapsulated retinol stick. I've never used a product like this before. I've never seen a retinol stick. Have you seen a retinol stick before?
Never.
This is a very interesting product. Well, obviously it's to target those areas that you have most concerns about. So your crow's feet, your lines and wrinkles, but it's also super hydrating.
Yeah.
So it almost feels like a barrier repair cream, but with a micro encapsulated retinol in it.
Yeah.
Super interesting product. And I think it is nice to have those reparative properties to sort of balance out the effects of the retinol. But like I said, it's actually a 2-in-1 because you're getting hydration and you're getting the anti-aging.
Yeah, and I think it's really versatile because you would layer it on top. It's almost like the last step that you would use.
Yes.
So you've put in every, and now you're sort of locking it in with that type of formula.
Exactly.
And it's very intentional. You are rubbing away.
Yeah.
Those wrinkle lines. So I think it's very cool, very unique.
What were some of your favorites?
I think the standout products for me was Balmy Oily Milky Cleanser. What I love so much about this cleanser is that it is really unique, actually. I've never used a cleanser quite like it. It is slightly pink tinted. And in fact, that is from the ingredient vitamin B12,
oh, wow,
which I really thought was so cool. But what was unique about this cleanser is you use a dry hand, dry face, but it feels very sticky. it's like honey almost. We were taught that that is intentional. Okay. It is to pick up the debris and the makeup and the pollution particles off the skin. So we're collecting it basically. Okay. And then when you add your water to emulsify, that is what lifts up all the debris off the skin. So it was really, really clever in the way that she had formulated this. So beautiful. I would say as your first cleanse, and then you would follow through with, well, whatever sort of cleanser you're suitable for your skin.
I agree. I was about to say, it did feel like a pre-cleanse to me, almost like a cleansing oil would.
Yeah.
To get the kind of hard work done. But I felt that it did need maybe just another cleanse just to get all the residue off afterwards.
Absolutely. And then my other favorite product, and you can tell by that it's been used quite substantially just because it's been so good, is the hydrating serum. So the 8HA is 8 different molecular weight sizes of hyaluronic acid. And that is because we are now able to hydrate on different levels of the epidermis. So it's really targeted. So not only are we going to get hydration and restoring the tulle levels within the skin, but we're also getting plumping. So there is an anti-aging element to it. But what is unique about this hydrating serum is you do find sometimes hydrating serums can feel a little bit tacky on the skin, or they do leave a residue that sometimes can cause pilling when you layer your moisturizer and sunscreen. This one does not do that.
Okay.
It immediately and intensely hydrates the skin with no residue. So it's so nice to layer with, actually.
That's awesome. I do notice that from other hyaluronic acid serums, it kind of leaves that little bit of a film. And in our testing of this one, I didn't pick that up at all. So
I mean, also just the color of the bottle, it speaks freshness to the skin. But she did make note that it's not just hydration. It helps with anti-wrinkles and because of the GMOD complex in it as well. So I found myself layering the hydrating serum with then the amazing retinol emulsion. And I think this is because of, you know, at the age of focusing on anti-aging, but I found this product so easy to use and I wasn't scared of it. I wasn't nervous being a retinol, that I wasn't worried about photosensitivity or any tolerance issues. And I really didn't have that at all. She's been very clever with formulating with GranActive retinoid, which is it's the closest to the conversion scale. So we're not getting any sensitivity within the skin. And it's formulated with panthenol, but I think also because we're on the tranexamic acid train, this is such an incredible formulation. And even just the applicator of the little pump has been really fun to use. And again, an emulsion she's used. So it's moisturizing with a targeted serum benefit.
And I don't think we've mentioned it, but they have all the ingredients on the packaging itself. So you can see percentages and all the main ingredients, which is super transparent. I love that. So you know exactly what you're getting.
It really just helps educate the consumer even more, which I think they appreciate. And then my final favorite, definitely anti-aging routine here, is the Wonder Eye. Yep. It is a 20 ml, which is also really beautiful and unique sizing. Generally, eye creams come in 15 ml size formats. Mm-hmm. But the Wonder Eye, it's very comforting. So it's a thick, balmy cream feel to it. But as you apply heat or as it touches your skin and it has that heat, it almost dissolves and melts into a hydration lotion around the eye area. So you're getting that soft, luminous, hydrated look. So it almost looks like your eyes are awake. They're fresh and hydrated.
So does it have like reflective properties in it or?
There is a little bit of mica in it. So it does have that illuminating. So to help with the tired or dark circle eyes.
Nice.
And so licorice, which we know is really good for microcirculation and dark circles, xanthan, so that's a beautiful antioxidant, and a little bit of bacucule, which we are getting as your anti-aging reparative. So this is a good one for me. I loved using this. Something that she also shared with us that I just seen on the product, and in fact, it's on all the packaging, is she says that it's 100% worry-free, which I thought was very cute. Yeah, and it's she's not a clean brand, but she's a brand that you don't have to worry about the formulation and the ingredients and how they've been sourced and chosen. So that was quite cool.
Nice. I love that. And there's also a set of minis that you can try out, which I think is a great starter kit. So it contains the retinol emulsion, the resurface essence, the Hydrolock essence, which is, it's not a toner, but it also locks in moisture, just helps calm, soothe, and prep the skin pre-treatment. Then the Pro Strength Multi-Acid Peel, the Hydrating 8 HA Cream, and then the Niacinamide Serum, which is also just complete, like everything in one serum as well.
Exactly. She actually said that that's what okay. it is. Yeah.
So that's a nice starter kit if you want to get to know the brand. And also it's travel season coming up and you want nice sizes in your luggage. That's a good one to look out for. Okay. Well, I think that's all for today's episode. We're going to keep it short and sweet.
If you have any questions, let us know. We'll be happy to guide you on your Melamay Skin Science journey.
Bye.
Cheers.